It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Welcome to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. We've got a great show in store for you for the next hour. A band from the West Coast are here on Border Crossings to bring you their unique style of rock and roll music. We welcome into our studios as our guests today, Switchfoot. So hang around for the hour. This is Border Crossings.
Taste this, the fear that love alone erases. So I'm back to the basics. I figure it's time I face this. Time to take my own advice. Love alone is worth the fight. Love alone is worth the fight. And I never thought I'd come to this, but it seems like I'm finally feeling numb to this. Funny thing about a name is you forget what the reason you were playing the game is. And it's all an illusion, a 21st century institution. And so I'm headed down the open road unknown. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Border Crossings, and we welcome you to a very special broadcast today in our studios. Group of musicians, I'd like to welcome to the studio Switchfoot. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's great to have you guys in our studio. Congratulations on all the success. I mean, 17 years together, I think what I read was something like 17 years you've been doing this?
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty wild.
71 years.
71 years. That's what it feels like.
71 years. Really? No, it's amazing. I mean, to be able to do what you love for a living. Yeah. And to be doing it with friends, I mean, what more could you want?
Well, you're also in the band with your brother, right?
I said friends.
Friends. Oh, yeah.
I forgot to mention family. Yeah.
You try to keep those on the same page. Now, how did you guys make this decision that you not only wanted to be siblings, but you wanted to work together? You wanted to make a band.
I did not want to be siblings.
You did. That was unfortunately not a choice.
Yeah. No, it's great. I mean, you know, it's not without disagreements from time to time, but we grew up in bands, you know, all through high school and junior high. Actually, first band was in junior high. I was a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Really? So,
back before our voices changed, you know, you can hit those high notes.
That was before Chin Up? Before
did your homework.
I know you guys. I know the story. We've been listening to your music for a long time. You guys, you know, won a Grammy a number of years ago. But you won a Grammy for a gospel category.
Uh-huh.
And I know that, you know, you kind of don't particularly like to be labeled a Christian rock band, but that seems to be what people call you. Usually, that's what I hear is Christian rockers, Switchfoot, but that's not really the only thing you do.
Well, I mean, I think it's absolutely a huge part of my faith and what we sing about. I think to be blunt, you have the concept that's kind of more of a box to sell things. And I'm a little bit leery of putting my faith in a box to sell things. And, you know, for me, it's more of it's a faith, not a genre. And you know, but at the same time, we want everyone to be invited to the party. So I guess I was just thinking about the fact that Elvis only won 2 Grammys, and both of them were for gospel. So
right.
We're in good company.
That's right. That's not bad. Not a bad comparison. We've had a number of groups who have had, you know, faith-based success that extend beyond faith-based music. Third Day is one they were in not too long ago. We've had Creed on before, quite a number of, or Lion K, another, you know, a number of bands like yourselves. Now, you guys have been doing this, as I mentioned, a long time in the 9th album, and you've got a film as well, which is, you know, a documentary of sorts.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. The film is it's a surfing film. Kind of grew up surfing and watching these surf documentaries, thinking, man, that's kind of similar to what we do, you know, chasing songs around the world. And so we thought, we love surfing. Let's make a film about chasing waves and music all around the globe. And that's exactly what it is.
But we're going to get more into it, as you mentioned, as we go throughout the next half hour. So much to talk about with you guys and your charity work and your music and whatnot. But I'd like to hear some music now, if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us. That'd be great.
I would not mind. I got this here guitar.
That's what put you to work.
Let's do it.
Switchfoot on The Voice of America.
Fumbling is confidence and wondering why the world is passing by. Hoping that he's bent for more than arguments and failed attempts to fly high, fly high. About providence and whether mice and men have got a second try. Maybe we've been living with the eyes half open. Maybe we're bent and broken. We're broken, broken. Oh, we were meant to live so much more. Have we lost ourselves somewhere we live inside?
want more than this world's got to offer. We want more than this world's got to offer. Yeah, we want more than the wars of our fathers. And everything inside, it screams for second life. Yeah, we were meant to live for so much more. Have we lost ourselves? We were meant to live for so much more. Have we lost ourselves? Lost ourselves. We were meant to live. We were meant to live. We were meant to live.
All right, big, big hit for Switchfoot. A number of years ago, 2003, bringing back a few memories, Meant to Live, and Dare You to Move was out the same year. Now, how does the new album Fading West compare to the beautiful Letdown?
Oh, man. I think one of the reasons why we're still a band is you kind of have to push yourself, you challenge yourself, you know. So with Fading West, the movie, you have these big sweeping vistas of Bali, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, you know, places that feel pretty far from Southern California where we grew up. And so the music feels like it needs to accompany that. Mm-hmm. And so to do that, we figured, let's put away the traditional instruments that we're used to using, you know, electric guitars and drums and bass, and mm-hmm. and let's push ourselves musically. So I think as far as the sonic textures on Fading West, it's worlds away, literally, mm-hmm. from Beautiful Lexington.
We actually made a rule to put guitars on last, only if it needed it.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is an interesting process.
Yeah.
It sounds like you created the idea for the film before you actually put together and created the idea for the album. You said, let's make this film about this, and then the music came after.
Yeah.
Well, they were pretty connected, actually. I mean, the entire film, we're chasing songs around the globe, so mm-hmm. intentionally putting ourselves in different places, different cultures, different environments, and mm-hmm. being inspired by where we are and writing on location. And I don't think we could have made this record any other way.
Hmm. Well, you know, you guys are obviously California boys, but you grew up in San Diego. That's not a big surf place, is it?
Actually, San Diego is probably the biggest surf spot on the globe.
It is, really.
Kind of the capital of
so
like,
San Diego's
the
surf
industry.
Really?
Yeah, San Diego, Huntington Beach, you know, basically. L.A. is on the coast, you know, and there's a lot of surfers up there, but it's L.A.'s a trickier spot to be a surfer. San Diego's a lot easier just because mm-hmm. there's so much coastline. So many more surfers.
And how about Hawaii? I mean, where's your favorite place?
Hawaii is amazing. I mean, Hawaii is certainly Mecca mm-hmm. for every
surfer.
I like
it for the warm water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
So you're not a surfer.
Well, I enjoy warm water windsurfing.
Right.
But
warm water windsurfing?
Getting in the big curl.
He's a big windsurfer.
I'm a wind surfer.
Warm water windsurfer.
W-H-E-N. So let me clarify.
That is funny. That
Hawaii
is funny.
Beautiful, but we went to some great places around the globe, you know. And, you know, you pick up just an international feel, too, as far mm-hmm. as meeting people and seeing society, seeing cultures, experiencing different food and textures and instruments, especially for us, you know. That all affected the music as we went
and
around.
So, I mean, when did you guys get interested in surfing? When you were young in school or after school? Or?
You know that Led Zeppelin cover band we talked about mm-hmm. in junior high? The same year mm-hmm. was the year that I discovered Tom Curran mm-hmm. and started surfing. So it's all junior high, you know, pivotal moments for me, you know. Guitar and a surfboard.
Hmm. And it sounds like, you know, because a lot of people who get into music, a lot of guys who get into music, especially guitarists, do it for girls. I mean, was that, you know?
You know, junior high is right on the cusp of that, but mm-hmm. I hadn't figured out that there were such a thing as girls at that point.
That happened to me. I played piano before, and then I noticed that
the girls weren't flocking to the piano.
Piano players.
In junior high, most of your choices are motivated by girls.
Yeah.
Right.
And beyond, too.
Yeah. So.
I hear you breathing in, another day begins.
The stars are falling out, my dreams are fading now, fading now. I've been keeping my eyes wide open. I've been keeping my eyes wide open. All your love is a symphony all around me, running through me. All your love is a melody underneath me, running to me. All your love is a song. The dawn is fire bright against the city light. The clouds are glowing now, the moon is blacking out, it's blacking out. So I've been keeping my mind wide open. I've been keeping my mind wide.
The movie. I mean, I understand you guys actually don't have an opening act on your tour. The movie is the opening act.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we wanted to bring a kind of a California campfire vibe across the country. And we figured, you know, the movie certainly has a lot of that in it. The brotherhood that we are is mm-hmm. a band. And we figured, let's go to these venerable old theaters and bring a slice of California and show the movie. Mm-hmm. And then it's not quite this stripped down, but it's a little bit more stripped down what we're doing, and we bring you know, certain elements from the movie out with us. We got some of the lights from the old Johnny Carson set, so it looks a little bit more like a movie set. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you filmed it, as you mentioned earlier, in quite a few different locations. You were in New Zealand, Australia, and a number of other places as well. You went to Africa?
Yeah.
Yes. So tell me about that. We're broadcasting there, so people would like to know, why were you in their
Africa,
country?
Africa.
You know, what was going on there?
How are you doing, South Africa? Yeah. We love it down there. It's actually our second trip, but our first trip to actually play shows. The first time we went down there was probably, 7 years ago. And we met this incredible choir down there from Kai Mundi, the Kuyasa Kids. It's mm-hmm. it's a little township outside of Stellenbosch near Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And these kids are just incredible. You know, they're surrounded by a lot of hardships that I'll never know, I'll never have to face. And and yet at the same time, they have more hope in their eyes than maybe I'll ever have, you know? And so it's a very inspiring place. You know, one of the songs in the movie and on our CD came from there, you know, directly from there. We actually got to bring the kids up on stage with us for our set, you know, and those are experiences that, you know, they're once in a lifetime opportunities for us as musicians to be able to connect with somebody halfway around the planet and find common ground. I think that's kind of what the movie's about in many ways, you know.
And I also read where, you know, during the film, you actually ran into a severe medical issue with your child, and you had to leave the set and kind of quickly depart to be with you, your child. And
well, you know, when you're making a documentary, the set is pretty much wherever you are, right?
Right.
And the script is pretty much whatever happens. And those are that's a part of the movie I still don't watch it. One of those things where worst case scenario, you find out that your daughter needs emergency medical surgery, and I was in Australia at the time, and just pretty much, you know, you cancel the tour, you say, all right, this everything's off. I'll see you guys sometime down the road, but I got to get home. And the happy ending is that she's doing great. And so, but yeah, we wanted it to be a real life movie. You know, we debated about how honest to be, and we figured, you know, our songs are always very honest and to the point. We wanted our movie to reflect that as well.
Mm. All right, that's great. Well, that leads us right into another song, if you guys wouldn't mind doing something for us.
Yeah, let's do a new one.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So this is a lot of the movies about identity. This is a song called Who We Are.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Just living in wide-eyed innocent minivan floor like a tenement. We were just kids who believed in more than just dreams and more than just justify ends to a mean, with the sky wide open like a tie, eyes open like a tie, unbroken by the wheels gone by. We know we are in a fever of our youth. We are nothing left to lose. We are, there's still time enough to choose. Who we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hell, we were just kids, just limited, misfit, itinerant, outcast, singing about the dissonance. We were just kids, wide open like a tie, eyes open like a tie, unbroken by the wheels gone by. We know we are in a fever of our youth. We are nothing left to lose. We are, there's still time enough to choose. We are. They said it's complicated. They said we'd never make it this far. But we are. They said the fight would break us, but the struggle helped to make who we are. We are. We are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We are in a fever of our youth. We are nothing left to lose. We are. There's still time enough to choose. We are. I wanted more than just a feeling.
We are.
I wanted more than just a season.
We are.
Switchfoot. Everybody's clapping all around the world right now and cheering for you guys. And is the tour right now an international tour? Is it just here in the U.S.?
So this is the U.S. leg. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, it's we're on border crossings. We got to talk about borders. We love international touring. And, you know, since most of the movie takes place overseas, mm-hmm. we can't wait to bring it there.
That sounds like it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
To actually go back to the places where you made the movie, and there they are up on the screen.
They're yeah. Back. Careful, you're in the film, right?
That's it, right? Watch what you do. It's Switchfoot in the studio. Fading West is the new album. Now, for a band, most of you guys, it's the original group, original members, right? I mean, for 17 years, yeah. you've been together. How did you make this work this long? I mean, so many bands are struggling to keep things together and go through member changes, and I mean, it's not an easy industry to work together because you're all creative, you have differences and whatnot. Yeah. So what's the secret to your success?
I mean, it is a gift. You know, most bands don't last this long, and really thankful. I think it helps that we surf and we have something outside of music that when life gets hectic, we can kind of pull back and mm-hmm. wherever we are, if we can find an ocean, it feels like home, mm-hmm. you know? And I think there's a lot of respect that we have for each other. Mm-hmm. And obviously we've been through a lot of peaks and valleys, and I think, you know, carried each other through those enough times that mm-hmm. There's a pretty strong bond that's formed through the years.
Are you guys very competitive with one another? Are you out on this in the water surfing against each other too?
Always.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're brothers, you know. What is it?
Who's the older one? Jason or Tim? Who's the older?
Yeah, he's the older one.
He's the senior brother, so you get the last say. Is that?
I think we're all brothers pretty much mm-hmm. at this point, you know. We've been through so much together, and we drive each other crazy like anyone else. Mm-hmm. I think trying to keep it all out in front of you, it's like any relationship. The moment you start covering things up, mm-hmm. That's when you start to lose control. You lose ground. You start to find distance between, mm-hmm. you know. And for us, I think the music, we all share equal belief in the music, you know, and the songs mean a lot, but deeper than that, our friendship's gotta mean more than that, you know. Someday we're gonna be on the beach, you know, hanging out at a barbecue, right. Talking about, remember when we used to play rock and roll around the world, you know. I don't want to lose that.
Right, right. You know, hopefully you never will. I mean, that's something special to have that bond and that goes beyond the music, that you guys share a common interest and whatnot, and not only that, your family. Now, you mentioned brothers, of course, you're all brothers. You have the Bro-Am Surf Contest that you do that every year. What's the deal with that, the Bro-Am
what is
Surf
the deal
Contest?
With Bro-Am?
Well, everyone's, how do I enter?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's invited. You're all invited to San Diego. It's our hometown beach mm-hmm. day, favorite day of the year. We throw a big party on the beach. We've got a lot of amazing bands that fly in for it. A lot of our favorite surfers show up and compete. Mm-hmm. And the great thing is it's all for kids. It's all benefiting homeless kids in San Diego. And I'm just blown away at the support that the community gives for this event mm-hmm. and beyond the community. People fly in from all over the world for this, and it's really not something we can take credit for. You know, mm-hmm. it goes. I think because people believe in these kids, mm-hmm. and it's an amazing thing to be a part of.
I tasted fire. I'm ready to come alive. I can't just shut it up and fake that I'm alright. I'm ready now, I'm not waiting for the afterlife. I'll let it burn the way the sunlight burns my skin. The way I feel inside, the way the day begins. I'm ready now, I'm not waiting for. I'm ready now, 'cause every day the world is
Talk about kids. Now, you all three have children, correct? Is that
different children?
Well, of course. But you know, I read also in your bio where you guys work hard to try and balance family life and professional life, because it's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, that is difficult when you're traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even, you don't have to be in a rock band to
that's something people
have that challenge.
You know,
right.
This, I'm sure, can experience that too. Mm-hmm. You know, this broadcast, it just takes intentionality, mm-hmm. and focus, and just letting your family know where your priorities are, and it's a cool thing because all of our families support what we do. They're not home whining. They're at home kind of cheering for us and supporting what we do, which really means a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, couldn't do it without them.
And how do the kids feel about dads, you know, being rock stars? I mean, do they understand? Are they old enough to know what's happening? I mean,
it's kind of all they know. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of just assume that everyone plays an instrument and that's just the world that they live in. Mm-hmm. They're getting older now to where they're starting to realize that's not necessarily normal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of fun to see them start to get excited about our jobs, but it's what they've grown up with, and mm-hmm. they love coming out on tour. Coming out on the tour bus is like a dream if you're a kid growing up, and you get
to a playground.
Go to work with dad, only that means getting on a tour bus
going to
rock shows, you know.
Going to New York City.
Yeah.
We were thinking they're gonna rebel and like turn to finance or something, you know, like cut their hair short.
Become an accountant.
I'm going to college. Yeah. I'm going to be a banker.
I'm getting my graduate degree.
Are they in music? Are your kids, going in that direction?
Uh-huh. I think all kids start out musicians. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're banging on a pot or a pan or the piano. Mm-hmm. And then as you get older, you start deciding whether you still are or not. So mm-hmm. they still are.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, who does most of the songwriting? Is it a group effort? Is one person responsible for the melody and another for the lyrics? Or how does
tell me which one you like, and we'll tell you which one.
I like all your music.
All right,
I
write it.
You write it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I write a lot of it,
mm-hmm.
but it's a collaborative effort. Even today, working up that last song, you know, mm-hmm. you have this idea, you have lyrics, you've got melody, but presenting it on the CD is one thing, presenting it with just the three of us instead of five of us, that's another thing. And we're always trying to make things better, you mm-hmm. know? And so I usually, I guess I plant the seed and then we all kind of figure it out from there.
Now, you've played the 50,000 people, you know, festivals, and you've played the smaller clubs with 500 people.
This is a small, intimate show.
Very intimate.
One person.
Because you're playing to one.
Yeah.
So which do you prefer, the smaller, intimate setting or the, you know, there's 50,000, 100,000 screaming people?
I like them both.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thankful that we get to do both. In mm-hmm. fact, on tour, many times we'll go from doing a really huge show for 50,000 people to mm-hmm. playing for one's a little intimate. Yeah, I like more than one.
This is a little intimate, right?
But you know, like
maybe, I can't leave the room. Yeah, to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like a small 200-person club. I love it both, and going back and forth, you really get to see, you know, what's good about each one.
Yeah,
I think it. You know, that's the human element where you can play the same club three nights in a row, play the same set list, even not that we ever do, but if you did, I can like. It's amazing how from night to night it will differ. Hmm. One night will be just magical. Mm-hmm. Everything goes right. It's just this amazing thing. And other nights, it, you know, can just feel off somehow, you know. And I think that's what I love about music is that it's, you know, other than the CD, nothing is fixed. Hmm. You know, it's you're embracing the chaos and and jumping into it.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, like I said, you guys have been making great music for a long time, and I know it's a challenge to stay, you know, relevant, to stay on cutting edge, to keep current and sing about your beliefs and your feelings, whether they be your family, your religion, your experiences, other people's experiences, whatever. So in the songwriting process, do you find it easy to come up with songs? Where do you get your inspiration?
That's a great question. You know, certainly a lot of our songs have, you know, spiritual elements to them. I feel like music for me is a way to talk about the things I don't understand. And God would certainly be one of those things. I'd put in that list, I'd put maybe politics. I mean, we do have the country back up and running.
Yeah,
that's,
finally.
That's a good thing. I'd put in that list women. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That'll keep you. You want some inspiration for songs, something you don't understand.
Fascinating.
I'd also put maybe death. I mean, there's so many things in our world that for me are challenging, and I look at them and I can't find a solution for, you know, what we experienced in Africa. There's no like quick, easy way to say, oh, this is our answer. There is no answer. It's how do you embrace that? And I think music can actually be a vehicle to discuss these things better than anything. So that's what keeps me writing as a songwriter.
This is
What do you think of today's music? I mean, since you're all fathers,
yeah,
and you know what's out there these days, I mean, do you tell your kids stay away from this or that or the other, or you let them choose what they want to listen to, or?
No, I mean,
you know, there's so much music out there. I think right now we're in an era where music is thriving. Mm-hmm. You know, the music business is tricky because of the internet and things, but right. Musicians are thriving because you can make a really great sounding album on your laptop, mm-hmm. And just put it on the internet for free, mm-hmm. and you can have a million people hear it, mm-hmm. for yeah. free,
right?
Essentially, from your garage or living room. So right now, for me anyway, music is more about how to sift through it all to find stuff that I like and, mm-hmm. you know, what's good. You know, as far as my kids go, I just, you know, I want to teach them what good music is and what I think good music is and then let them decide. You know, it's kind of more of a thing where you teach someone to fish rather than giving them fish, you know, like
sure.
teach them how to sort through it, and mm-hmm. think about it.
Do you like Fish, yeah. the band? Would you give them fish?
So let's talk about fish.
Fish.
So I'm going to teach them how to fish. So you know what I mean.
So you guys get inspiration musically from people like the Beatles and U2.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think you kind of, for me, a lot of the stuff that I grew up on was maybe a little bit older than my time.
I know.
You know, like the Beatles like and Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin. And
never
yeah,
saw it live or anything.
Yeah, so those are things where you want that to... You want to pass that on. My daughter and I, we listen to Miles Davis Kind of Blue like
That's
almost
great.
Every morning. And mm-hmm. she actually, yeah, okay. So I thought I'm actually wearing this shirt.
Miles Davis shirt.
And one day she points at that shirt and she points at the record player.
That's rad.
And it was unbelievable because yeah. I didn't know that she had made a connection. And then I was like, maybe she wants to listen. There's probably no way. I put it on. She starts dancing, pointing at the shirt.
Wow.
And, you know, she's... I think she was like a year old at the time. So kids, you know, they know. They,
right.
And I think music is an incredible place right now. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's really challenging to make money at mm-hmm. it. But I think some of the stuff that I'm hearing is none of it's driven by money. And mm-hmm. that's why it's great. I mean, mm-hmm. when the arts are driven by joy, mm-hmm. that's an incredible fuel rather mm-hmm. than arrogance or greed. I mean, joy is a great motivator. So I feel like a lot of the songs that I hear on the radio are amazing right mm-hmm. now, and that's great. You know,
from the artist perspective, yes. From the record industry,
from paying rent,
yeah, it's a business,
it's
and it's harder for artists these days
because they're
expecting
harder.
More to it turn it around right away. Now, as you mentioned, you're competing with the iTunes, and it's 99 cents, and people can cherry pick a song and don't have to buy an album, and it's harder. To become successful as a musician.
But, you know, it's going to change, and you can't fight it. You just go with it and be a part of the new change that's happening.
For me, it's never been about... I would be playing music even if it wasn't my main job. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, okay, this is incredible. Let's just keep writing the songs that we believe in mm-hmm. and figure out a way to get them out there.
Hmm. Now, you know, I have an email that came to us from a listener in China, and they asked the question, I think I know the answer, but... Switchfoot, the name, where did it come from? It's a surf term, I assume.
Yes.
So, see, I
if
can't
I had
put
prize,
anything past me.
I would, yeah.
Wow.
No, you did your homework for sure.
I did my homework.
Yeah.
And shockingly as it may be, it's switching your feet
on
the board.
Who would have thought?
Mind blown,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now, where do you enjoy playing internationally the most? Because since we're broadcasting to an international audience, and have you ever gotten inspiration from a visit somewhere for a song?
Yeah. Absolutely.
This whole new record.
The whole new record inspired
all these different
by,
places.
Yeah, I mean, different places inspire you in different ways. Bali mm-hmm. comes to the top of my head. It's
Europe
in the movie.
Europe is amazing. Mm-hmm. Europe is great.
All over, yeah. Germany and the UK. I mean,
Australia.
You're talking to guys that you have these really deep, amazing connections that you have experienced around the world. I can't think, I mean...
Philippines were insane.
Yeah, our
we had some great shows there. Yeah,
huge audience there.
Yeah,
keyboard show.
Player
really
there
cool.
is—he's actually
in
he was
Malaysia.
Born in Manila. Mm-hmm. So
amazing. Even South America.
Yeah,
all over.
Now, what must be really gratifying is you go somewhere that English isn't really spoken as the first language, but they know the words to all your songs and they sing everything, and it's like that must make you feel great.
It's the funny thing is that you forget. And so at the end of the night, you go to talk to someone that you recognize. You're like, oh, that person was singing every word.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to say hello, and you realize they don't know how to convert.
What you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, and it's humbling, you know. Mm. It's really humbling.
Well, it's great to have you guys here, and I know you're on the road and you have a big show here in D.C., so I want to get another song before you guys have to hit the road.
Yeah, let's do it.
What are you going to perform for us?
Well, I've had this harmonica around my neck the whole time.
Yeah.
I want to finally use it if I could. So we were talking about the Bro-Am, and okay. There's a song that we wrote that was actually inspired by the homeless kids in our hometown, mm-hmm. and it's called Dark Horses. Made my mistakes, I seen my heart caving, I got my scars, I've been to hell and back again. Born for the blue sky highs, we survive the rain. Born for the sunrise, we survive the pain. We're singing, hey, you can't count us out. We've been running up against the crowd. Yeah, we're the dark horses. We're singing, wait, it's not over now. We've been down, but we've never been out. Yeah, we're the dark horses. The dark horses. Found a way out. The city takes everything it can. Outside the crowds, I can feel my lungs again. We're born for the blue sky highs. We survive the rain. Born for the sunrise. We survive the pain. We're singing, hey, you can't count us out. Crowd, yeah, we're the dark horses. Wait, it's not over now. We've been down, but we've never been out. Yeah, we're the dark horses. The dark horses. Against the crowd, hell with the dark horses. We're singing, we don't care what they say, but no, we'll find a way. Hey, hell with the dark horses, the dark horses.
Sounding great, Switchfoot. Absolutely great. It's a new album called Fading West, album number 9. Exciting time for you guys. If people want to get that album, I know Amazon and all the other places, will you sell it on your website as well?
Yeah, the movie and the record.
People could buy it.
Switchfoot.com.
The movie's going to be on DVD, available on DVD.
Someday. Mm-hmm. We're going to put it out digitally first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If DVDs are still around.
Yeah.
You know how the industry is changing.
What's the website address for the worldwide audience?
Switchfoot.com.
Easy enough. You guys also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Drew
and all
up
that
on
stuff.
Facebook,
FaceSpace,
Friendster,
Twittergram,
MySpace,
Instapic.net,
.com.org.
And so, how about the international tour? When do you think that might happen? Sometime in 2014? And
Think fall of 2014. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we love traveling the globe, so looking forward to it.
Well, that's exciting. Now, do you guys remember where you were the first time you heard your music on the radio? I mean, that's something that kind of sticks in someone's mind. You probably were all in different places, I assume, unless you were in the same tour bus somewhere. But
I was still in high school. Mm-hmm. I was a senior in high school getting ready to graduate. And we had a 68 VW Bug that we shared. Mm-hmm. And it came on our local radio station.
Wow. Well, that'll get your prom date. You're senior in high school.
It's pretty great. Pretty great
that's
feeling.
Me.
Yeah. No, I had my girlfriend in the car at the time. Oh, okay. And I was like, turned it up.
Hey.
You know?
Hey.
Look who you're with. How about you? Do you remember when where you were?
I think I might have been at the station, like, trying to get him to play it. So maybe that's right. Where I was. Yeah.
Bribing him.
Please, play this. It's not bad.
Yeah. And how about the Grammy? Where is it? I mean, that's the big question. Everybody wants to know, where does a Grammy winner keep the Grammy?
I know. That, what do you do?
That is the question. I mean, if you got any suggestions.
How about the dash of your car?
Yeah. Maybe the
Beetle.
Hood.
Right there.
On your Nova. Right
on the hood of the Nova. On the hood of my 73 Nova.
Or make it into a keychain.
Yeah, yeah. Like a little pendant.
Oh, this little thing? Yeah. Like, bring it out.
Well, 3 more years, you know, you guys will be eligible for the Rock Hall of Fame. So,
oh,
you know,
wow.
Oh, right.
You never know. Wow. Can you imagine that? 20 years? That's the standard that they set. So here you are at 17 years.
That's cool. Unreal.
That's amazing that you guys are still going strong, and I can see why, because you write great music and you sing great music as well. So thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us in. Yeah.
Thank you.
The worldwide audience loves your music, and hopefully you guys will come in again, you know, in January when your tour comes through D.C.
Yeah. Cross some borders. Come on.
Yeah, cross borders. All right. Thank you, guys. It's Switchfoot here on The Voice of America. Their new album is called Fading West. Please do get a copy on iTunes, Amazon, at switchfoot.com. Wherever albums are sold, you can get a copy of the new album. My name is Larry London. Thanks to the whole crew for putting together today's program. This is Border Crossings on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.